ringing stopped, so let's see if our friend Jason answered the phone on his end. Good morning.
I did.
Good.
Hi.
It's weird. The first time I called, instead of a ring, I got this unusual, like, buzz right away, so...
Yeah, so it rang, and I picked up, and it just went beep, 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 so I have no idea what happened.
The oddities we come into with these early morning calls, we just never know.
You are flexible and adaptive at 5:45 a.m.
Yeah, thank you. I think of each segment is kind of like a football play, and anyhow. All right, hey, first of all, I want to ask about your birthday. And then we got to get you. Sure. They put the video up of the crash that you were telling people about. That's something.
Yeah.
How was your birthday? Turning 50.
It was good. It was quiet. I did not do much of anything yesterday. I had the day off and did a little bit of reading yesterday. I took a nap. And it was really quite good. We're actually not going to celebrate until this weekend. So... it was just a good, quiet day at home, and I really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, that's good, because my card and gift will wait until Saturday at breakfast. Hopefully, are you going to be there?
I plan on it.
Okay.
That's certainly the goal.
All right. Well, if you want the card and the gift, otherwise, forget it then. So, anyhow, just kidding. Just kidding. All right.
Yes.
They did post the crash, though. That is, you told us about this, and now it's kind of like to your friends, you say, see, that's horrible.
It was horrible. And, you know, seeing the video of it, so we were on the other end, you know, so we would have been at the back of the video. And so seeing it from the angle of the parking lot, it was horrible to see it in slow motion. And... You know, and the Eau Claire Police Department had posted it on Facebook and had said, you know, drunk driving doesn't always happen at night. And, you know, it was 9:20 in the morning they had it listed at. And I think it was 9:18 on our phone or something like that. And it was terrible. And the person had apparently had a 0.24 blood alcohol level at that time in the morning, and which is three times the legal limit.
Uh-huh.
And it was really bad.
Well, I'm going to try to post it in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and then just say this is the crash that Jason and his wife... So when we see the cars in the background, is one of those yours then?
I believe so, I was trying to pick out which one was ours.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit too grainy to see which one it is. And Heather and I were both looking at it and trying to decide, but yes.
Okay. Well, you did post on, and I like this idea, you wrote this on Facebook. You said, I turned 50 today, as has become my tradition. I would like to ask that rather than just saying happy birthday, which you can get a lot of those greetings on Facebook, you would do one or more of the following. Share something you appreciate about me. Share an encouraging word or a blessing. Share something beautiful, a song, a picture, a poem. And that was great. So I am totally with you that birthdays, it's just one day isn't long enough. We need to drag out the celebration. So... Let's share some of those, starting with Kelly, posts a Wendell Berry poem, The Piece of Piece of Wild Things, right?
Yeah, that's such a good poem. One of my absolute favorites. And I don't have it pulled up in front of me.
I do. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read
so
it.
Good.
I'm going to read it, let you comment, because you wrote a whole book of poetry. So here we go. When despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light for a time. I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Tell me why you love that.
Man, you know, so in this world right now where we just have so much, I feel that grief, that anxiety of living in the world as a human. And, you know, Wendell Berry, you know, he would go out and just sit in the woods and write poetry. And he's right. You know, the herons and the wood drakes don't worry about these things that we are. You know, they're not worried about what's happening politically, and they're not worried about what's happening with the economy, and it's a good reminder for us as those who are helped by God to not get as worked up as we sometimes do. And I need that reminder several times a day, quite honestly.
And they're not watching political commercials, which is huge.
Right, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
That is good stuff. All right. Hey, we're going to dive into Romans 8, 1 through 3. So give me that here quickly.
Yeah, so it says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins.
Yeah, so Romans 8, 1 through 3 in Letters to the Beloved. Beloved, pay attention because this is utterly true. There is no condemnation for those in my son. The old covenant has no claim upon your soul because the spirit of life has freed you from the tyranny of sin and death through Jesus. On your behalf, he accomplished what you could never do on your own by trying to keep the law. Amen, I said, my addition. My son came to earth fully human and faced the same temptations every person faces, yet he overcame evil's power forever condemning it. Final word.
Yeah, we could camp there for a long, long time. That idea that there is no condemnation because of what Jesus has accomplished.
Mm. Amen. Well, thank you, friend, and enjoy the day back to work, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. The 50-year-old Jason Cairns, WWIB. Jacqueline Smith, 77.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy.
It's getting a little dangerous around here. Lauren Taves, who played Julie McCoy in The Love Boat, is 69 today. Julie. Yeah, The Love Boat. All right, also, James Pickens Jr. from Grey's Anatomy and Station 19, 68. Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson, from The Story of Us and Runaway Bride, 66. Dylan McDermott is 61. Good actor. Carrie Elwes, yes, for The Princess Bride's Wesley, Dread Pirate Roberts, The Man in Black, is the big 6-0 today, and he goes around the country, and they'll show The Princess Bride, and then they'll answer questions. He's going to be in Minneapolis doing that, I want to say November 19th. That is a cool thing. I'd love to be there with that, a favorite movie in our household.
Well, it is a Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show as we come up on 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, 35 degrees. I do believe Wibbertle is the game of choice today, and this is what we have for you. How about the album Matt Powell's New Creation Project, a digital download. So wherever you might be listening to us from, we can just email you the info so you can get a digital download of the Matt Powell, of course, you know him from Third Day, the Matt Powell album New Creation. So 715-723-2555 as usual with Wibbertle. Here's the way it goes. 5-letter word. You can guess one letter at a time. If you are correct, you may guess another letter. If you are incorrect, you have to hang up and try to call back. But the caveat, the big one, you only get one guess throughout the course of the game today at the word itself. 715-723-2555. If you've not won anything from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call. And one quick moment, I need to figure out what the word is from Halvo.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, one moment. Give us a moment. Okay, there. Now I know. All right. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for that Mac Powell album, New Creation, a digital download of it. Wibbertle, who will be the first one? We've got 26 letters on the board. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We would love to have you join us here for Win It Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And 723-2555. All you got to do, give it a call here on this 35-degree morning. Love to hear from you.
It's been a little bit since we played Wibbertle, and it's kind of funny what we hear from a lot of people because sometimes we're like, does anybody even like this game?
Right.
And then we hear from people, it's like, no, we love that game. And then, then call in and play.
Right. You got to play.
715-723-2555. It's easy.
No letters repeat. I'll give you that.
Hint. Okay.
So you got 26 different choices. And I'm even going to tell you this since we got two different vowels in here today. So.
All right, man. That's more hints than we normally give.
I know. Well, I'm trying to. entice here a little
bit. It is a little bit of a chilly morning. 715-723-2555. Again, we're giving away on this Win It Wednesday the Mac Powell album, New Creation. And
there
let's
we go.
All right, now we've got a caller. Good morning, WWIB. What would you like to guess? What letter? 26 options for you on the board.
R.
R. Is there an R in there, Halvo?
R. Yes. Now, letter number two.
All right. So it's blank R, blank, blank, blank. Go ahead. Guess again.
T.
Is there a T in there?
No.
Not a T. All right. Hang up. Try again. Thank you for trying. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. We want to give away the Mac Powell album, New Creation, a digital download that you can have on any of your devices.
Mac, so great all those years with Third Day and then going solo. So fun having him at One Fest. Give it a try. 723-2555. It's blank R, blank, blank, blank.
Five-letter word, 715-723-2555, the number you need to dial. Four letters remain, 23 options remain on the board for guessing letters. And as you said, two vowels in this one and no letters repeated.
We may just shift this to 745.
Maybe nobody's awake this morning.
The fish aren't biting this morning.
All right. Well, in the meantime, then, let's just go to a song from Mac Powell back
Sounds
in his
great.
Third Day days. This is Revival.
The phone rings as soon as we go to music. All right, Whip Hurdle Part 2. We started earlier and kind of not a lot of response, and so we're picking things up again. It's a five-letter word, and the second letter is R. There is not a T in it. That's what we know so far. So, again, we didn't get a lot of action.
So, blank R, blank, 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 five-letter word. Again, you get as many guesses at the letter as you want. If you get a letter correct, you get to guess again live on the air. If you get a letter incorrect, you have to hang up and get back through by calling in. You get one guess, though, at the word overall. One guess overall. That's how Whip Hurdle works here on the Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. And our prize, the Mac Powell album, New Creation, a digital download. So wherever you might be listening from, we can just email that right to you. It's nice and simple that way.
And I think you said if you haven't won in the last 30 days.
Yeah. So okay. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you are welcome to call 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian from Oliva. He's played this game before. Go ahead, Brian.
I think a four-time winner.
What letter?
The letter E.
The letter E. Is there a letter E?
It's the last letter.
Sorry, you didn't win, Brian. That's the wrong thing. Maybe you still will. Here you go. Here's your sound effect. Good job, Brian. You got a letter. Go ahead. Guess again. It's the last one.
The letter O.
The letter O. Is there an O in there? There
no
is
o.
not. No O. All right. So how about we have now two of the five letters, 40% of this Whip Hurdle word figured out.
Yeah. He got a vowel there at the end of the word, an E. There's an R as the second letter, but it's a blank at the beginning and a couple blanks, three and four.
All right. Good morning. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Adam from Eau Claire.
Adam from Eau Claire. Go ahead and guess a letter, Adam.
Like the letter A.
The letter A.
Yes, that's the third letter.
There you go. So now we have blank R A blank E.
Correct.
All right, Adam, go ahead and guess again.
G.
G?
One more time.
G as in George.
G as in George.
That's the first letter.
The first letter, Adam. One letter to go. Adam from Eau Claire, what is that fifth letter?
Fourth letter.
Fourth letter. But the fifth one that we need to figure out.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
I'll go P as in Peter.
P. There is no P there.
There's no P, but here's the thing. So there's no P, but this might actually help you. Adam, would you like to take your one guess at that word? You know it's not a P, so it has to be something else. Would you like to take a guess at the word?
I'll go with grave.
Is it grave?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Sorry, Adam. Thank you for trying. Thank you for trying. And the thing is, you paved the way, my friend. So now somebody else is probably going to snap it up. 715-723-2555.
The only letter we don't know is not a P.
And now we know there's not a V in
right.
there either because it's not the word grave.
So somebody can actually call, guess a letter, and then guess the word, right?
So. Yes. So go ahead. What's your guess? What letter is remaining?
It's the letter C.
It
is.
I think this is Brian from Oliva. Brian, go ahead. What's the word?
Grace.
You're a winner. Well, you got a little grace today, Brian, because Adam solved most of it for you.
Brian, if my Wib Urdle stats are up to date, that is the fifth time you have won Wib Urdle. It is not quite as well, we got Sherry in Bloomer, who has also won five. You've tied her for most times winning Wib Urdle at five. Way to go.
How do you feel, Brian?
All right. That's great. Problem is, now I got to wait 30 days.
Yeah, there you go. Give everybody else a chance, too.
Well, we've got a guest in studio. Program specialist from Fierce Freedom in Altoona, Kat Morgan. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Good to be back.
Yeah. And, of course, Fierce Freedom has been fighting human trafficking for a number of years now. But recently, we did have a news story here in the morning that was a little bit concerning. And you kind of update us on what's going on with Fierce Freedom.
Yeah. So, again, we're committed to doing this work. We've been in the community for over a decade doing the work of fighting trafficking, educating, spreading awareness. And because of where a lot of people are at, frankly, a lot of people have taken a financial hit, and we're also in that category. And so giving has been somewhat down because of a lot of that is due to the stock market and things like that. So basically, in order to continue the work that we're doing, we are trying to raise $80,000 by the end of the year.
And again, talk maybe for folks. We always like to recap a little bit for folks who say, okay, Fierce Freedom, something with human trafficking. I mean, what do those dollars go for? What are the programs, the advocacy? What do you do on a daily basis at Fierce Freedom?
Yeah, so we have several educational programs that are out there. So we go into the community. We speak to thousands every year about the reality of human trafficking, because we find that there are still some misperceptions of what it really looks like. Some of that goes towards the podcast, and we have guests on that kind of share a little bit more of what they're doing. We do events. We just had our conference, and it was a huge hit. It was a huge success, and people really seem to love it. We want to continue doing things like this, and we also have a program where we go into schools, and we share with kids. We want to help them to create a culture of worth, value, and dignity for each other, because we think that that's really the underpinning of why trafficking continues, is people don't know their own worth, and they don't know the worth of the people around them too.
Having said that, this is a different visit, Kat Morgan, than any you've ever had here before. Like, this is serious. You guys are moving out of your office in Altoona. I'm not sure where, tell us where you're headed, but this is, you know, this is, you really need this $80,000 by the end of the year.
Yeah. And what's so cool is, with that, yes, we are making sacrifices. We're cutting, you know, we've downsized staff. We are, we're downsizing from our office. And what I was going to say is so cool is, Valley Brook actually heard that this was going on and has offered us free office space.
Awesome.
Wow.
So this is that's the body of Christ. That's really, you know, we see the hope. And what I want to say is, I think that this is a temporary, really tough season, but I believe that we will get through it. But I mean, again, the next couple months will dictate how that's going to look for us going forward. And if we really can continue, you know, it's personally my personal livelihood. It's like what I do and what I'm committed to. So I'm 100% committed. But unfortunately, again, we're not federally subsidized. Mm-hmm. It's all community grants and funding that way.
Yeah. So there's no bailouts here. It needs to come from people who are actually saying we need this in our community and responding to this need and digging deep, because it's been tough on everyone this
year.
We know
absolutely.
It has, but you know, being able to say, you know, hey, I looked so many times at 2 Corinthians 8 and that Macedonia church, and it said their deep poverty and their overflowing joy welled up in rich generosity. And it's like, that doesn't make sense, Paul. Deep poverty and joy, the math doesn't seem to make sense that should result in an overwhelming generosity. And yet, that's when God gets in the mix, things happen. And
absolutely,
how do people respond financially? Because again, there's a lot of different things they can do to get involved with Fierce Freedom, but the financial need is what we want to promote today. How do they respond to that?
And think, yes, and I love that verse. And we also want to stress, like, if you're in a financial situation where you cannot give right now, please don't give. But if it's something where you can make an adjustment and you can become a monthly giver, please do at fiercefreedom.org/support. So, and then you can click the year end kind of designation on your giving as well. But yeah, this is a larger conversation. There's lots of nonprofits and charities that are struggling. Like, we're not the only ones too. So even if it's just another nonprofit or charity that you believe in and you want to support them, again, just look for ways maybe you can make a little bit of a change in your own life. You know, but don't give if you're really struggling. We don't want you to give, but we just want people to be aware, because before this happens, you know, we want to continue being in this community.
But people can give online,
fiercefreedom.org/support.
All right. Fiercefreedom.org/support. Kat Morgan, thanks so much. And
thank you guys so much.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. And again, we're boldly putting that number out there, $80,000. Just asking God to provide that or more. Sometimes He does more than we can ask or imagine. Mm-hmm. So before the end of the year, $80,000 is what Fierce Freedom is looking for. Kat, always great to have you.
So great to be here. Thanks, guys.
Think of the percentage you can do. If you can do $8,000 or $800 or $80, help them out whatever way you can. Thanks to Jan Volk, who dropped by. What would you say that was yesterday?
Apple crisp, I do believe, and very delicious.
There was a little corner piece left, and I thought, wow, it must have been really good. But then I learned this morning that, you know, Jan brought it after an event she had, right?
Yeah, I believe a women's group. And so the women's group enjoyed some. And then Jan thought, you know what? I'm going to bless WWIV with what's left in this pan. And we devoured it very, very quickly. So there wasn't a lot left for Halvo. But there was a little bit.
I'm not a full timer. So there you go. But Jan, your glass container is washed. So there you go. That's part of what we do here.
There you go, Halvo. Doing the dishes? Right on.
There you go. Before the weather. Well, let's go to science class this morning, Caleb.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Science, true or false. We've got three different statements, and so we'll have a little bit of a... We'll say the statement and then think about it for yourself. Go, well, yeah, do you believe that's true or false? So here we go. The first one is, you've heard this before, the Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure visible from space. Is that true or false?
Is that true or false? According to LiveScience.com, it is... false. Mm. Astronauts, they say, can spot the Great Wall from low Earth orbit along with plenty of other things like the pyramids of Giza and even airport runways, but they can't see the wall from the moon.
You know, I'm trying to think if I would have said, I mean, I've kind of heard that so much. You think it's true. So,
number two, science, true or false here in the Wib Wake Up Show, yawning is contagious. All yawning right. is contagious, true or false?
We've all heard that, and it turns out it is true. Empirically, this is tough to deny. The real question is whether there's actually something physiological at work here, and the answer is likely yes. Even chimpanzees mimic each other's yawns.
One final one. Science, true or false, here from LiveScience.com. It takes 7 years to digest gum. Did you ever hear that? It takes 7 years to digest gum.
You know, I haven't heard it in a while.
Like, it just sits in your stomach.
Right, and it turns out, not encouraging that, but it's false. So while
it
may prove a bit more difficult to break down than organic foods, chewing gum gets no special treatment from the digestive system. Doctors figure this old wives' tale was intended to prevent kids from swallowing the rubbery substance.
Oh, and that's exactly when I heard it, too. I don't remember from whom, but it was just like, right. No, that's not going to digest for 7 years. It's kind of like, I don't know, 7 years of bad luck for breaking the mirror. I guess we just like that 7-year number.
Mm-hmm.